From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. Special Envoy on North Korea Joseph Yoon said the United States was seeking a peaceful resolution of the North Korean crisis and diplomacy was its preferred option.
Our policy is very much for peaceful resolution of the North Korean nuclear crisis. We've said it over and over again. What we want to see is a dialogue.
Poland's Senate has backed legislation regulating Holocaust speech that has sparked a diplomatic dispute with Israel and calls from the United States for a reconsideration of a bill seen as threatening freedom of speech. Russell Stone is a professor emeritus at the American University Center for Israel Studies.
It appears that what the Polish government was trying to do was to cleanse the image that Poland was in some way complicit.
The bill calls for up to 3 years in prison for any intentional attempt to falsely attribute the crimes of Nazi Germany to the Polish state or people. The White House could decide to publicly release as early as Thursday a memo that allegedly shows bias at the Justice Department against President Donald Trump. The president has indicated on Tuesday that he would most likely release it. Representative Adam Schiff, in a letter to the Republican committee chairman, said Democrats discovered Wednesday evening that the memo had undergone material changes that the committee members had not been able to view or approve, and that the situation was deeply troubling. For additional stories, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media, like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. Lee Young-hee, the UN Special Rapporteur on the human rights situation in Myanmar, reiterated Thursday the need for a fact-finding mission to investigate alleged massacres in the country.
So this is something that needs to be investigated, and this is why we've called for a fact-finding mission and access to the fact-finding mission and the access for international media.
The Associated Press confirmed more than five previously unreported mass graves in the Myanmar village of Gudarpin through multiple interviews with more than two dozen survivors in Bangladesh refugee camps and through time-stamped cell phone videos. Two Reuters journalists accused of violating the country's colonial-era Official Secrets Act were denied bail Thursday by a district court in Myanmar. One of the journalists, Wah Lone, described the day's hearings.
During the court hearings, the witness police officers gave totally different information of what really happened and what they said in the courtroom.
Wallone and Jasa U had worked for Reuters coverage on the crisis in Rakhine State, where an army crackdown on insurgents triggered the flight of nearly 690,000 Rohingya Muslims to neighboring Bangladesh. Hong Kong bomb disposal officers defused a second wartime bomb in a week, 24 hours after it was discovered at a construction site by workers. Bomb disposal officer Alec McWhirter said it was a dangerous situation.
And because of the nature of the firing mechanisms, the fuses, one of which we couldn't even see, it was extremely dangerous for the officers who were engaged in the disposal operation.
The 450-kilogram American-produced bomb dating back to the Second World War was discovered Wednesday morning, forcing more than 4,000 people to be evacuated from Wan Chai. 28 Russian athletes banned from the Olympics over the Sochi doping scandal have had their cases cleared, raising questions over how this affects Team Russia's exclusion from the Pyeongchang Winter Games. Matthew Laratonda explains.
It's not yet known whether the 28 cleared athletes will be allowed to compete in Pyeongchang now, but the incident certainly raises questions over how the Sochi scandal was handled. The so-called Olympic athletes from Russia have their own uniform. They just can't march under their national flag.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson begins a six-day trip through Latin America Thursday. He's expected to rally the region's governments in pressing democratic reforms in crisis-ridden Venezuela. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.